Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, February 28th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Anectoria. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where we explore the vast and fascinating universe of Wikipedia articles, one intriguing entry at a time. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're diving into an evocative and inspirational subject that takes us back to ancient Greece. Our topic of exploration is the lesser-known figure of Anectoria. Now, you may be asking, who is Anectoria? Well, allow me to paint a picture. Anectoria is most famously known as a subject of the ancient Greek poet Sappho's affection and poetry. Born on the island of Lesbos, which is poetically significant given that the term lesbian is derived from this island due to Sappho's writings, Anectoria represents a poignant intersection of love, art, and history. Sappho, whose life spanned the late 7th and early 6th centuries BCE, is celebrated as one of antiquity's greatest lyrical poets. Her poetry, renowned for its emotional depth and exploration of passion and desire, offers us a window into the intimate lives and emotions of people from more than two millennia ago. Anectoria, among others, stands out as one of Sappho's muses, her beauty and connection with the poet immortalized in timeless verse. Let's pause for a moment and consider the impact of poetry on our understanding of human emotions. How many of us have felt the depth and truth of emotions through just a few poetic lines? It's striking how Sappho's lines, though many are lost or exist only in fragments, have continued to speak across centuries, reminding us that the fundamental experiences of love, longing, and nostalgia remain unchanged by time. In one particularly famous fragment, Sappho addresses Anectoria directly, lamenting her absence and expressing how even the most magnificent sights in the natural world pale compared to Anectoria's presence. It's a powerful expression of personal desire and admiration. This gives us insight not only into Sappho's feelings, but also her technique of using vivid imagery to bring personal emotions into a broader, universal context. Consider this. In a world where we're often striving to understand and articulate our emotions in the midst of rapid technological advancement and societal evolution, how valuable is it to revisit such historic expressions of intimate human connection? Something to ponder, isn't it? Anectoria's significance doesn't end with just being a muse for Sappho. She represents themes of beauty and desire that challenge our understanding of relationships, both in her time and today. The dynamics of Sappho's affections lead us to reflect on the nature of love and relationships in a more open and inclusive context, what it meant then and what it can mean now. As we reflect on Anectoria's life through the lens of Sappho's poetry, it's worth contemplating how many of our own stories and emotions are captured and immortalized by the words we choose to share. This brings up the broader question. Are we leaving behind words of substance that truly communicate our deepest feelings and connections, or are we getting lost in transient expressions? This discussion leads us into the broader implications of historical voices in shaping societal attitudes. Anectoria and Sappho invite us to challenge the constraints of convention, to appreciate the individuality of human connection, and perhaps to emerge with a newfound appreciation for diverse expressions of love. Now, here's something to stimulate your imagination further. Imagine if we could uncover world-changing poetry from everyday individuals today. What would it look like? Would it still echo the same themes of love and longing? How might technology play a role in the preservation and dissemination of these sentiments? As we wrap up our exploration, here's a call to action for you. Delve into Sappho's poetry yourself. Seek out translations and let her words speak to you. Let them challenge your perceptions of love, poetry, and history. Perhaps rekindle the romantic in you or inspire the writer within to inscribe new stories of connection. Thank you for joining me on this journey through history, emotion, and expression. Stay curious, keep exploring, and remember that every Wikipedia page offers a doorway to a broader understanding of the human story. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep pondering those thought-provoking questions and embrace the beautifully complex tapestry of our shared past.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Anactoria. Thanks for listening. See you next time.